Now, our next guest this morning is Kate Nolan. She's one of the organisers with the Clean Clothes Campaign Ireland. And if for any of us out there who's ever wondered where our clothes come from and what is the real cost of the clothes that we buy, you'll be very interested in this next piece. Kate, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Kate, for those of us who may not have heard of the Clean Clothes Campaign Ireland or the wider movement, would you be able to give both myself and our listeners some background to the work that you do at Clean Clothes Ireland Campaign?
Yeah, well, basically our remit is to work on behalf of workers in the garment industry. So they would be predominantly workers across Asia, South Asia, and Global East countries. And we give them a voice in consuming countries like Ireland, across Europe, in America, and in other countries where, you know, maybe we don't make the clothes anymore, but we certainly like buying them.
And would it be right in saying, Kate, that the Clean Clothes Campaign is a kind of relatively new campaign in Ireland, but obviously you work alongside some incredible organisations that have been long established in the country as well?
Yeah, so the Clean Clothes Campaign was established 3 years ago. It's a coalition, so, you know, it's not just ourselves, but we have ICTU Global Solidarity mandate, an organisation called COLOV, which does great work with members, people who are working overseas, and then ourselves, which we're Redress. So we work on ethics and sustainable practice in the fashion industry.
And I would take, Kate, as well, that one of the main parts of the Clean Clothes Campaign is working closely with other organisations, both based here in Ireland and on an international scale as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it is important to emphasise we never act on any issue without being asked to. So we have direct, partnerships with labour activist groups, labour rights groups and unions in producing countries in like Bangladesh, Pakistan, Indonesia, Cambodia. So we're working directly with people on the ground there who then will come to us and say, look, we have a significant problem here, either on a national scale, like our, you know, at the moment we have a campaign that is calling for living wage. And that is because across the board, across all borders in Asia and in Global East, what we're hearing from our partners is that garment workers are just not receiving a living wage. They cannot pay their basic needs from the money that they earn each month. So, you know, this has been a campaign that is on the back of requests from our partners. And, you know, occasionally those requests need our urgent attention, like the likes of Rana Plaza collapse in Bangladesh, where, you know, straight away, you know, that's a huge event, and it got a huge amount of media attention in the end. But straight away our partners in Bangladesh are on to us to say, look, you know, you have to talk about this. It's a huge problem. Safety is a massive problem. We've been working for years on safety issues in Bangladesh and thankfully have been able to bring, you know, over 100 companies now to sign the safety agreement in Bangladesh. So, you know, all these issues are things that we work on, but only ever at the request of people who are on the ground working with garment workers.
And would there be a lot of awareness of the Clean Clothes Campaign and the issues that you champion as well? For example, when you do see the price of some clothing, like, the question does arise, you know, if it's only costing me, you know, a couple of euro, like, what is the real cost of actually producing, shipping, handling, making the product?
I think it's on everyone's radar. I mean, you know, we engage so frequently in the clothing sector and the industry. You know, men and women alike, you know, are purchasing garments. So I think it is on the radar. I think underneath the bargain, people feel a little bit uncomfortable about the true cost of, you know, what they're buying. So, you know, it's great to buy your 8 euro jeans, but, you know, underneath it all, I think people suspect that there might be someone down the line that's paying for that. But it's you know, it's very difficult. I don't think it's a consumer's job to, you know, somehow police the retailers. And we would be very adamant that retailers should just have more respect for their consumers and not be putting things out on the floor that have been made unethically or, you know, with disregard for basic human rights. So, you know, I think that the consumer does acknowledge that there's problems. They don't know how to fix them. And we would certainly say it's not their job to fix them anyway. So, you know, they can do things like get active with the Clean Clothes campaign or write letters to the retailers or, you know, ask questions when they go and purchase something. You know, those little things do make a big difference in the end. But ultimately, it's the responsibility of retailers to maintain human rights standards within their supply chain.
Now, if any of our listeners want to learn more about the work that the Clean Clothes Campaign Ireland does, or to get involved or lend our support, what would be the best way for our listeners to actually find out that information?
Yeah, I mean, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. You can find us on cleanclothescampaignireland.org. We, you know, always have campaigns that we're working on throughout the year. You can find petitions, you can find out, you know, information about your retailer. You can sign up for our mailing list and keep informed about activities that are happening. And basically, it's just, you know, get behind us. Like, all these retailers, they have Facebook pages. If you want to ask them a question, ask them on Facebook. You know, if you or the purchase that you made last week was made properly, you know, just ask them. And the more people who ask the questions, the quicker they realise that, you know, consumers really do want to see them act on these issues.
And that was Kate Nolan, organiser with the Clean Clothes Campaign Ireland. And if you want to find out more information or to lend your support, you can log on to cleanclothescampaignireland.org, all one word.